Now, to the recent spawn of mostly college-based super PACs, inspired by a man who says he does not need
any help relating to the youth kids, because I'm young. I always... Yeah, thank you. People have spoken. They know I'm young because I always carry a full deck of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And I love the Power Rangers.
That's Stephen Colbert, relator to youth, television host, and creator of the Super PAC, Americans for a Better Tomorrow, Tomorrow. Super PACs are organizations that can raise unlimited funds for political purposes. In late March, Colbert called on viewers to follow his lead.
I want every college across this great nation to have their own My Super PAC. And they can have it, too, thanks to the Colbert Super PAC Super Fun PAC. A do-it-yourself Super PAC kit that you can order. All you need is a burning desire for civil engagement and $99.
The Colbert Super PAC Super Fun PACs sold out in less than a week, which means you can now find these committee names on the Federal Election Commission's website.
Milwaukeeans for a Better Tomorrow, Tomorrow.
That's Rosa Flanagan's Super PAC. She's a senior at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Howard Stern fans for a Baba Booey Tomorrow, Tomorrow.
That's Rex Perez, a statistics professor at West Los Angeles College.
Cats for a Better Tomorrow, Tomorrow.
And that's David Jensen, a Northwestern grad and minor league baseball player.
Americans for a More American America.
And that's Michael Invernale, a postdoctoral fellow at MIT. He plans to raise money and keep true to his Super PAC's name through, among other things, hot dog eating contests.
It's everything that you think about America. We should just have more of that. So the eating contests were literally becoming more American by eating so much.
Food and jokes aside, the newly appointed committee treasurers say they have learned something about Super PACs, namely, how easy it is to create them.
Getting contributions, on the other hand, is a little harder. David Jensen of the Super PAC Cats for a Better Tomorrow, Tomorrow is still waiting on those first few dollars from someone other than himself, and preferably not his parents.
I have asked that they don't donate to it right now because, you know, worse than just me being the only donation would be me and my parents.
Even though the Colbert Super PAC Super Fun PAC sold for nearly $100, it did come with something that may or may not be helpful.
To kick off your fundraising, I have included the Forbes list of the 400 richest Americans. Start calling, and remember, a restraining order means you've got the right number.
Well, we also hear the kit came with a T-shirt.